guess that's what it is. I guess that's what it is. Oh, yeah.
Of course, could they be?
How could they not be, right?
I hear you.
I don't think it's very expensive. I don't think it's very expensive.
But are they high enough?
Yeah. I think it used to be expensive, but nowadays
it may be.
Well, it's transparency and it's 21st, like getting into the 21st century, because I'm sure there's a lot of other municipalities that are
streaming. But there's already a delay in the park.
So, yeah.
Well, yeah.
Well, you know, here it's going to be here.
Cats be out.
That's right.
Yeah.
Except for the mayor.
But I think
never
have
too many. My son, they opened that Capitol Grill at the Legacy. Oh my God, he thinks that's
the best.
He hasn't been there yet. You know, by reputation, he thinks it's. Going to save the community.
It's a natural.
And you can just leave it here and I'll pick it up here.
Just another steakhouse, isn't it?
I don't know that you get a lot of.
I mean, it is.
Mickey Mouse's arms are.
But it is.
And 12.
Yeah, and it is a good sign.
Yeah, that's
good.
Well,
love them.
You know,
love them.
Yeah, I think it speaks well.
Period.
If the pricing's right, if it's crazy, it's expensive, it's not worth it.
It's better than. I mean, the guy, they interviewed a guy on TV tonight. Was part of the, you know, the RSC. He's talking about the Capitol Grill.
Can I call the meeting to order? It's 8 o'clock. Everybody stand for the pledge.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Bob's got to start staying out of the sun.
Roll call.
Mr. Hirsch?
Yeah.
Here.
Ms. Cluter?
Yes.
Mr. Barron?
Here.
Mrs. Perry?
Here.
Mr. Klein?
Here.
Mr. Braverman?
Here.
Mr. Duber?
I'd like a motion to excuse Brandon Duber from the July 6th special meeting.
Motion made.
Made
second.
By Ms. Cluter. Second by Mr. Barron. Thank you.
Mr. Hirsch?
Yes.
Ms. Cluter?
Yes.
Mr. Barron?
Yes.
Mrs. Perry?
Yes.
Mr. Klein?
Yes.
Mr. Braverman?
Yes.
Thank you. I'd like a motion to appoint Stanley Frankel to the Tax Board of Review with a term ending December 2017.
Yes, I suggested Mr. Frankel. I've known Mr. Frankel for over 30 plus years. Shared office space with him for about 29 years. And Mr. Frankel is a long-term practicing CPA who I think will grasp the concepts that we need to have reviewed in this particular appeals case. And Mr. Frankel is here and he can speak for himself as to his credentials. Stan? And he plays great cards.
Up to the mic.
Come up to the microphone, please.
That's what that's.
Thank you.
I hope to live up to everything that you said.
No problem.
Can you tell us a little bit about yourself and your background and your family and so on?
Graduated from Kent, 61, and live on around the corner on Hidden Valley Drive, and for about 28 years, and I've been in practice since I got out of college. We have kids and grandkids, one great granddaughter. Not that old, I know. And I've been in practice for a long time.
And he was thrilled to contribute to the community and to participate in this.
Bravo.
Thank you.
Great, thank you very much. Can
one
I have
our other members is in the audience too.
Can't
Bill Hartstein, remember Bill Hartstein?
Hi, Bill. Welcome. Could I have a motion to appoint Stanley Frankel to the Tax Review Board?
I'll make a motion.
Ms. Perry, thank you. Have a second?
I'll second it.
Ms. Cluter, thank you very much.
Mr. Hirsch?
Yes.
Ms. Cluter?
Yes.
Mr. Barron?
Yes.
Mrs. Perry?
Yes.
Mr. Klein?
Yes.
Mr. Braverman?
Yes.
Now I get to swear.
Now we have to swear. This is a photo moment.
Constitution of the United States.
Constitution of the United States.
Constitution of the State of Ohio.
Constitution of the State of Ohio.
The rules, regulations, and charter of Orange Village.
The rules, regulations, and charter of Orange Village.
And that I will faithfully.
And I will faithfully.
Honestly and impartially.
Honestly and impartially.
Discharge my duties.
Discharge my duties.
As Tax Board of Review Member.
As Tax Board of Review Member.
Of Orange Village, State of Ohio.
Of Orange Village, State of Ohio.
During my continuance in said office.
During my continuance in said office.
Congratulations and thank you so much. This is Steve Byron. His office will be contacting you.
Nice to meet you.
Say hello to everybody. You can sign this.
Congratulations.
Tell him what he's won, Johnny.
Thank you very much for your willingness to do this, and it's gonna be meeting soon. Welcome aboard.
Congratulations and welcome to the family of Orange Village. Our next item of business is a motion to confirm the appointment of Nick Boatman to the fire department as a part-time firefighter and paramedic. Chief Wilson, would you like to make the introduction, please?
I'd like to present for your approval tonight Nicholas Boatman, better known as Nick. He lives in Lakewood. He's come to us highly regarded. We had a couple of guys interview him besides myself and Assistant Chief Fritz, and everybody has been absolutely high on what Nick's qualifications are, which he has all his fire certificates, all his EMS certificates, and a lot more than we would even require. Like I said, he lives in Lakewood. He's young and ready. He enjoys running. He enjoys physical activity. He likes the outdoors. And he's brought with him tonight his father, Dave, who is a North Olmsted fireman, his mother, Becky, I got it, and his sister, Alicia. Get it? Alicia. Okay. I was close. So we would present Nick for your approval.
And I'll just add, because I've interviewed a lot of new firefighters over the years, I've really never met anyone, considering his age, who has been more gung-ho, more certain, and more definite that this is what he wants to do, and he's had his heart set on it. And just yesterday, he was also offered a full-time job in a career fire department. So we are very pleased about that and very happy to have this young man. He's pretty remarkable, actually.
He's definitely got a career in helping people with interviews. If the fire thing doesn't work out, you have that.
And we also, we're authorized, I asked you to figure this out, we're authorized to have 50, 40?
50. We have 38 total. So we're well under. We just had two people retire and a couple people leave for personal reasons.
What did you just say? He's working a full-time and a part-time?
Most of our guys do.
Okay. That's great. I'm just asking what you said.
Well, let's make it official before he gets away.
He's also wearing an orange tie. Very apropos.
So could I have a motion to appoint Nick Boatman to the fire department?
Motion made.
Thank you, Mrs. Cluder.
I second.
Who is the second? Mr. Barron, thank you.
Mr. Hirsch?
Yes.
Ms. Cluder?
Yes.
Mr. Barron?
Yes.
Mrs. Perry?
Yes.
Mr. Klein?
Yes.
Mr. Braverman?
Yes.
Photo op.
Yeah, you are welcome to come stand anywhere. You can come behind me if you want.
You can
come wherever.
If you come
you
behind,
get the view you want.
You'll get the best picture. Yeah.
You don't want the mayor's picture. You come around here so you can see yourself.
You can come up here.
You can come up on that.
Promise you. You can come up here.
You all set?
Lots of photos.
Could please raise your right hand and repeat after me. I state your name.
I, Nick Boatman.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the State of Ohio.
The Constitution of the State of Ohio.
The rules, regulations.
The rules, regulations.
And Charter of Orange Village.
And Charter of Orange Village.
And that I will faithfully.
And that I will faithfully.
Honestly and impartially.
Honestly and impartially.
Discharge my duties.
Discharge my duties.
As part-time firefighter and paramedic.
As part-time firefighter and paramedic.
Of Orange Village, State of Ohio.
Of Orange Village, State of Ohio.
During my continuance in said office.
During my continuance in said office.
Good luck. Welcome aboard. You're starting in first shift tonight?
Tomorrow.
Congratulations, Nick. Welcome here.
And it's nice to have all the other firefighters here tonight, and you're welcome to stay for the rest of the meeting if you want.
Nick, congratulations and welcome to Orange Village.
Keep going. Hi, Nick, congratulations.
Congratulations.
Nick, you have to sign.
And we'll get your copy so you can.
Suitable for framing.
Yep.
Suitable for framing? Yep.
And I very proudly hand you this badge showing that you are a member of the Orange Village Fire Department. Does it? Yes, it does. Okay. So, put it on you. Congratulations, it looks good. You need to get a picture of that. See you tomorrow.
I hope not in my house.
Yeah, don't be late.
Our next order of business is a motion to approve the regular meeting minutes of May 11th, 2016. Can I have a motion, please?
Motion made.
Mr. Hirsch, thank you.
I'll second it.
Any comments or corrections? Hearing none. Take the vote.
Mr. Hirsch?
Yes.
Ms. Cluter?
Yes.
Mr. Barron?
Yes.
Mrs. Perry?
Yes.
Mr. Klein?
Yes.
Mr. Braverman?
Yes.
Next is a motion to approve the special meeting minutes for June 1st, 2016. Can I have a motion?
Motion made.
Mr. Barron?
I'll second.
Hirsch. Mr. Hirsch, thank you. Any comments or corrections or? Hearing none, would you call the roll, please?
Mr. Hirsch?
Yes.
Ms. Cluter?
Yes.
Mr. Barron?
Yes.
Mrs. Perry?
Yes.
Mr. Klein?
Yes.
Mr. Braverman?
Yes.
Thank you very much. Our next order of business is a little more extensive. We have a motion to approve the treasurer's report for fiscal year 2016 through April, and subsequently the tax administrator's report for May, but we also have May and June for the treasurer's report and tax administrator's report. Am I correct, Dave?
Correct.
Thank you.
So I'll summarize the report for May, and then if you have any questions on the May or going back to the April report, I'll try to answer those. Month of May was a very good month in terms of revenues. If you look at the top line on the general fund, we're about $210,000 collected more in revenue than expenses. Our ending balance for the month is in very good shape. If you adjust that like we always do for transfers, we're about $73,000 ahead of where we were at this point last year in terms of cash in the general fund. That's about the only activity for the month on the front page. On the summary page, all the other funds are, there's very little going on in May. In terms of general fund revenue detail, some of the more important line items on page one, the real property tax, we're up about $32,000 over last year. That's due to the reappraisal update from last year. Income taxes through May, we're up about $78,000 over a year ago. Hotel admissions tax, we're about even. We're about $1,000 ahead of 2015's number. And ambulance fees is about the only area we're lagging in. We're about $7,000 down from last year. But overall, we're right on our budget this year in terms of general fund revenue. Right at that 42% number through 5 months. On the expense side, the same thing goes. We're right on budget. Every department is right about at 41, 42% or lower. And if you, again, factor out those transfers like we do every month, we're right at 41.5%, which compares very well to the 41.7. So, general fund's right on target. Any questions?
Hearing none, could I have a motion for approval of the treasurer's report?
No. So moved.
Mrs. Perry, thank you.
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Hirsch.
Mr. Hirsch?
Yes.
Ms. Cluder?
Yes.
Mr. Barron?
Yes.
Mrs. Perry?
Yes.
Mr. Klein?
Yes.
Mr. Braverman?
Yes.
Do you want to, Dave, do you want to give us the report for June, or do you want to move on to the tax administrator's report first?
We can do the tax administrator.
Okay.
Okay, for June, in the tax administrator's report, there's two things to note. Both are good. If you go to the gross taxes collected column, you can see that for the month of June, we're up about 82,000 over last year, year over year. And even more important in total, if you go down to the bottom, we're up 159,000 over last year through June, which leaves us about $75,000 over our budget at this point. And that does not include, if you look, there is a Pinecrest line that you know about, that we've collected very little there. So this is just straight collections year over year. That 159,000 is made up about 100,000 is from Orange Village, and about 50,000 plus is from the JED. So that's about the first time the JED's been higher than a year before in quite a while. The other thing to note that Mitch put on the bottom there, you see the details on the retainage refund. That is this is the time of year that Rita goes back and they, if you remember, they charge a retainer as they go through the year, 3%. What they do is every year they go back and they do an actual calculation of their true cost and the true monies that they've distributed, and they net it out for each community. Orange is always in line for a refund. This year it's better than usual. As you can see, we've got 47,156 this year. Compares well to the 38,000 we got last year. And maybe more important is it shows that Rita's true cost is not 3% for last year, it's 1.57, which is pretty amazing. So that means all the money they collected last year, they charged us 1.57%.
So it all looks good.
Just a quick question. Sure. I'm not sure whether it's in this report, but I guess it might be. Do you have any sense of what the timing will be for seeing income tax generated from the workers at Pinecrest?
Now, from what we gathered, they haven't done much yet. The only people that are working are the people from Independence Excavating and.
Sorry, gang.
That's
wow.
All right. No problem.
Well, depends whether they file monthly.
I have to leave immediately.
Determine their filing quarterly. So it's just.
So it won't be till April.
Yeah, so it's
the
coming.
Quarter.
They've made a couple. This contains, I think, two quarterly filings, mm-hmm. which is, you know, minimal amounts of money. And I think we were talking about maybe two or three employees tops at this point.
Well, I think over most of the winter, there wasn't much activity.
Right,
and
exactly.
Up through
and
just recently, where it's really amped up.
Right.
But I would expect we'll start to see more of that.
I would too. And
they?
Again, they filed quarterly.
Saw a little
at this
bit
point.
Of
that may change too. I'm not sure.
Quite a few cars parked in there.
Are the work starting to really get going?
Yeah.
Good.
So, okay, thank you. Could I have a motion on the tax administrator's report?
So moved.
Mrs. Perry, thank you. Have a second?
I second.
Mr. Barron? Thank you.
Mr. Hirsch?
Yes.
Ms. Cluder?
Yes.
Mr. Barron?
Yes.
Mrs. Perry?
Yes.
Mr. Klein?
Yes.
Mr. Braverman?
Yes.
If you'll excuse me, Judd, did we just do the June tax administrators?
No.
Yes. That was June.
Oh, that was June.
That was the most current one.
He explained it, but
right.
We didn't pass it yet.
Which?
He explained June, but we passed last month's because council has not received the new ones yet because finance just saw them tonight for the first time. Discussed
okay, so and then we approved the treasurer's report for April. It's not
yes.
May,
correct?
Right.
But I thought we were going to do both tonight.
He was going to present both.
Oh.
You presented them. They were not.
April is wrapped in May. If you want to back to June, you can do that too.
The only reason I asked is because you're going to talk about later whether we need to have a meeting next week.
We can do it next week.
We may not need a meeting.
We might not need a meeting.
We could do it next month.
Sure.
Okay. Okay. We could, as long as we're fiscally responsible. We can be doing this ahead of schedule. The next item on is discussion of bills to be paid for June 2016 in the amount of $87,200.12 and additional May 2016 expenses in the amount of $50,318.38. Any comments or questions on the bills to be paid? No. I think we should take up the carpet. There's no act, there's no motion on this. Is that correct?
No.
Okay. No comments? Moving on. The next item is audience comments relating to agenda items only. Any comments from the audience? Next, any comments from the audience? Okay. It's all good. Old business of pending legislation in motion, there is none, so we will move on to new business. And the only thing that is on that right now is an ordinance 2016, an ordinance granting a parking variance to the Dharmesh Patel for two new hotels to be built on the property located at 3795 Orange Place. This is on for first reading, and I believe our recommendation is to send it to Planning Commission.
I have to do that.
That's the procedure.
I have to do it.
I would add just one. There were, looks like there's a typo on the first page of the ordinance. I think he's asking for 168 spaces, not 163.
Good catch, but we'll probably have some changes after sending the zoning.
Okay, yeah, well, just to make sure we have that on our list.
Oh, it says 163.
It says 163 in the fifth whereas.
Yeah, section one.
Oh.
On the first page of the ordinance. The draft ordinance, but I think I saw in his letter he was saying he could do 168.
Yep.
I think I can push that a little bit.
Can I have a question, please? The hotels, were we limited with the number of the hotels that we would permit?
No, that's only in the Chagrin Highlands property.
That's the Chagrin
that
Highlands.
It has a 1,000-room limit. This is not in the Chagrin
no,
Highlands.
No, I know what this is. Though. It's just, it seems that we're, you know, we're going to be flooding with hotels.
And the limit is not Orange Village specific. Oh, is it? No, I think it's the whole Chagrin Highlands.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I think it's the Orange Village.
Well, why would we have 1,000 rooms in Orange
Village? Because it's within the zoning. Well, I'm going to go back and look at it. I don't know.
By the way, I will add that if you're not familiar, Hilton True is a new brand of the Hilton Hotel family, which I think would be great here. It's geared toward millennials and younger folks who are business travelers. It's very high tech.
Be up in time for the RNC. I mean.
It would be great. But it's very high tech, and it's gotten very, very rave reviews in the industry since they brought it to market. I don't know, maybe 2 or 3 years ago. So this would be the first, I believe, Hilton True in the marketplace, which would be great for Orange Village.
And remember, they're not committed to building that. So I wouldn't be granting a variance based on the fact that it could be a cool brand in there.
Yeah.
Also not.
Oh, I thought that was part
but
of their.
That's what they're saying.
That's what they're proposing.
Oh, I thought they were approved.
They're looking to build. I don't know that they.
No. In their letter, it said they were approved. So I assume they've already gotten the flag. But if they haven't, that's something we should consider.
What does it mean? What does it mean the two brands have been approved? What does that mean?
Yeah, so just FYI.
He came in to see me, I bet, 2 years ago and told me about the Holiday Inn Express. The Hilton True, I didn't know about until this, but if that is a factor.
Yeah, if you look at the second paragraph of his letter,
it
says they've been approved. So I assume what happens is you go to the Hilton or the IHG for Holiday Inn Express, you make a request to take that flag. So
couldn't we put that in the facts and conclusions as one of the conditions?
Well, no, because if it leaves, you're not going to be able to stop putting it in the hotel.
I don't think they can do your answer.
Well, we'll figure it out.
You can't make a variance based on
based on a brand, but
the variance will be based on the number of rooms.
Yes.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So So if they change that, they'd have to come back.
Well,
It's the ratio of the parking ratio that they want.
Yeah, they have to come back.
Yeah, and they've submitted materials here that says they've been approved for these flags, so we're, you know, although the variance won't say it specifically, we are approving it based on the materials they presented. So. And also, I don't know if you've been to a Holiday Inn Express recently, any of the newer ones, but they're also very, very nice, and they've done a great job with their rebranding as well.
Yes, what?
Will we need additional cops is the question.
Well, this will be on the agenda for Planning Commission at its next meeting.
Whenever.
In 2 weeks. So it will be considered, and then we'll come back with recommendations from Planning Commission. Okay. I lost my agenda. Okay. Audience comments relating to matters which advance the good of the village. Any?
Okay. No.
Committee reports. Mrs. Perry?
Committee report tonight.
Mr. Barron?
Okay, so there were two Board of Education meetings since my last report. Right now they're trying to figure out what to do with the old library building. One choice is to use it for the Medina Creative Housing lease proposal, which is not housing, but it would be ongoing businesses which that money collected goes to these handicapped children that Medina Creative takes care of. And what you're talking about would be like a cafe, a dog, spa, greenhouse in the parking lot, things like that. My sense is that Medina will not get the nod for that building. It will go to the Orange Arts Council.
Yeah, that's what I thought was going to happen.
And it was just a formality to let them present.
I thought the administration was thinking about going there too.
Right. That isn't going to happen. So my sense is that the Arts Council will be moving from that 110-year-old house over to the library. The other thing that was of note happened at the June 27th meeting, at which time they told us that the state is funding a $700,000 innovation center at Brady. So they're getting $700,000 from the state, which is not bad. And the treasurer states that our rating at Moody's is still AAA for the Board of Education.
Did they announce they got the rest of their money from Pinecrest?
They did not.
They did. They got it.
They did not. I think that's the elephant in the room that no one talks about. And that concludes my committee report.
Was there any discussion as to what the old Arts Council building would be used for or repurposed for? Or what, do they have any sense of what that might be? If they move it over?
I don't know what they would do with the actual land, but the dwelling itself has a lot of maintenance problems, a lot of remediation with asbestos, and it probably will end up as a site for a yet-to-be-named new building, because I cannot see them using that. If you've ever been in it, you would wonder why it's still standing.
stove that's creaky, the little rooms you walk through.
Thank you, Mr. Barron.
You're welcome.
Mr. Braverman?
I have no specific report tonight, no.
We'll bounce it over to Mrs. Kluter.
No committee report at this time.
Mr. Hirsch?
I just would say I think the new sign, or new but old sign over here looks really good. So great reuse of that one post.
We're going to add a sculpture into that circle.
Oh, are you? Okay.
In landscaping.
Yeah, I think that worked out really nicely. So. Kudos to the service department and Bob's team.
I don't know if it's a comment, but what's the story with Harvard now? Are they?
You want me to answer that now?
I guess you can now that it's been brought up.
It's in the 2-week curing period. So for 2 weeks, there's not going to be any activity because
the base
is curing.
The binder course has to cure.
When they recycle it, they need to let it cure. And that's all they're doing. And let it actually be driven on is a good thing right now.
Well, I saw those big asphalt trucks up on one of the other side streets, and I wasn't quite sure what was going on there.
That might have been our job. True.
The brown, these were these big brown asphalt trucks. Those aren't ours. Okay.
That was, I think, some driveway work.
As a continuation of Highland Trail on the other side.
Oh, is that what they
did?
Same contractor doing it. I don't recall. They're digging out.
Okay.
No. All
right. Well, they have to. I one other comment. I'm sure the mayor will expound on this more, but there are trucks working at Pinecrest. Construction is ongoing.
Yeah.
This is great.
I'll say more.
Not exactly.
And Planning Commission did not meet on Monday or Tuesday. There wasn't an agenda. Now we have one. We will be meeting on the 2 weeks from yesterday. So that's my report on that. Comments? Other comments by council members? Beyond that,
I see that they do have the shovel in the ground, or sort of, at Pinecrest. However, it's vague, and they're building a wall. There don't seem to be much other activity. What about the utilities? What about all the other stuff? Because I was under the impression that they would really be going. Should I talk about this now?
No, you can't.
Okay. I mean, I'm just.
Is this
it's
part of your
not
comments?
What I thought it was going to be. Yet. Okay, well, first of all, the only thing they can do at the present time is build that mound. They can't build anything else until the mound is done per our development agreement. So that's why they're digging dirt out, moving it onto the mound, and putting layers of those blocks in front of the mound. They're just about to do another wall, which was approved right where they dug out by the Motel 7. Super 8? What the hell was in the
Super 8. Super 8.
Yeah, what's one? Seven.
Motel 7.
It is I have a hard time with the name of that place.
Just tell people that Slimans is coming.
I
think
I've got that.
That should keep them calm for a while.
Okay, so here, in addition, they don't have approvals for all the site work with the utilities. They stopped giving us things to review, and we stopped reviewing in January or February. So all of a sudden, they're going to start coming fast and furiously. We got building plans for 5 and 6, which are responsive to the comments that were made in January. So they're not even approved to go any further, but they can't do anything yet either, because our development agreement requires certain things to be done before they can proceed. So they think vertical construction will start in the fall. So site work will take the next 6 weeks or 2 months.
There is some underground work that's going on. I've noticed that they have some backhoes, track hoes that are there, that are putting in utility lines. But
no, they're not approved to be putting in any utility lines.
This is good. They're doing something.
Well, what's the track hoe? What are the track hoes excavating?
Rough grade. We were digging up on the north side.
Yeah.
They're not authorized.
Okay.
All right, well, we anticipate it to start coming in really soon, and really, I mean, it already has started to come in.
we're sitting down with them maybe next week. They're going to give us a schedule, so if we meet next week, I'll know more, or if, you know, the next time we meet, we'll have a better sense of it. But their public announcement, because I just wrote Chris Salati yesterday and asked him for some updates, because I put it in the newsletter that's going to print this week. They are now saying it will be open spring 2018. But it's going to be going pretty consistently and pretty steady.
And the other thing is, what about the restaurant, Red Robin to Slimans?
You know something?
I heard about this. I don't know where I heard it. It wasn't through this.
I heard about it from somebody who's on the school board in Beechwood. I have no official direct knowledge about Slimans. The only thing we know. I read it in Cleveland Scene. It's in Cleveland.com. It's in Cleveland Live. It's everywhere.
We don't
have anything official before us. The only reason I know anything is because somebody came in and asked the building department for a set of plans for the Red Robin building. And it was an architect from Slimans. But officially, I don't know that. But I've read it, too.
Yeah. Okay, that's interesting. What was the
Can we fast track it? That's my only question. No.
Kathy, the audio system is coming in when?
Mary Catherine, it's going to be here by August 1st?
That's what Roy told us, yes.
August the 1st.
He ordered it. It's in the works.
And historically, I've kicked around maybe we could stream in the name of being transparent, but that was always kicked out because of expense.
Let's get the audio part.
I mean, really, that would be one. I would like to see that, really, I would.
Orange Village has talent. You want to
now, you remember that Nick came in here and we talked about it, and he said if you mounted a camera, it would be stationary. There'd be no movement in it. And council and made the decision to go with the audio. So let's get that in before
okay,
we talk about
we
more.
We might revisit. That sounds like a good vague term. Okay, thank you very much. That's all.
Anything further, Mayor?
Well, you're doing comments, Council. You done?
Oh. They're ready.
Okay. So I gave the Pinecrest update, and the only other thing I wanted to update everybody is the rating the Suburbs magazine came out.
Oh, yeah.
And Orange Village in 2016 made the top 20 at number 11. If you remember, 2 years ago, we were number two,
yeah,
but first
happened?
In the county. Last year, we weren't even in the list, on the list, okay? So this year, we're back on the list. But just in case you're interested about some of our neighbors, Pepper Pike came in at 18. No, came in at 20. They were in 18 last year, but they came in at 20 this year, and Moreland Hills did not make the top 20. But we were, number one was Avon, Rocky River, Richfield, and Bay Village were the top. But very good news, even better than that, is our last year, our safety ranking was like in the 40s or 50s. Our police department has worked hard to make an improvement, and now we're number 18.
Good for the police department.
We don't ever expect to break the top 10 on that, given our 271 area. Our median home sale prices, number one is Pepper, this is for the whole region. Number one is Pepper Pike at 382.5. Number two is Moreland Hills at 375, and number three is Orange Village at 361.
Was that number skewed this year because of the Pinecrest sales?
I bet it was.
Oh, I don't know.
Those closed when? At the end of last year? I don't know that that's, I don't know. Good question, but I don't know.
I would suspect.
But
it depends how they ran their calculations. If they did it based on MLS reports, or if they did it based on the county auditor's transfers.
Yeah,
if they
that's
did it based on MLS reports,
know.
They would have that would have been included in there.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know, but even though that might account for a spike, maybe a more realistic analysis is the 10-year median home sales and price increases. You know, the price increases of homes over the 10-year period. Orange Village came in fifth at 27.78%, and that's second in the county. The first three are different counties. So I think we fared pretty well. Our schools did not do so well.
Mm.
Last year, our schools were ranked at number six, and this year we're number 12.
In a field of how many?
Well, it only shows the first 15.
Oh, okay. Not a field.
But I don't know. I don't remember how many school districts are. A lot more than that.
Yeah.
So all in all, I think that's a pretty good report. You know, when we make the list, we think it's great. When we don't make the list, it doesn't mean a thing.
Anything further, Mayor?
No, unless there's anything anybody wants to know about that I didn't think of. Okay.
Okay. Thank you, Mayor. Comments by Council President Pro Tem. First of all, I was contacted by the Purple Heart Homes organization in regards to this. They're setting up of a local chapter in the Cleveland area, and they would like to come and make a presentation to council. And
why would that be?
I don't
know. Not that they shouldn't.
I don't know what they want to talk about in particular. They're doing projects primarily in South Euclid, in Parma, and Euclid. But I think what the ultimate objective of the Purple Hearts Homes local organization is to enable veterans to age in place in their own homes and to find ways to make them more accessible and more usable for those veterans who've served our country. So they'd like to make a presentation to communities and let them know that this group is out there and doing this work, and we would schedule a time to hear from them if that would be acceptable.
Okay. We need to discuss if you want to come to a meeting next week to approve the May Treasurer's Report, the June Tax Administrator's Report, the July, and look at the July bills. We could have a new ordinance for first reading next week, but it could easily wait till next month too. So council needs to make that decision.
Okay. So the mayor has suggested that we might eliminate the meeting or council meeting for next Wednesday because
let's
we have
combine it with the August meeting.
What's that? Yeah.
Combine it with the August meeting. Yeah. Sounds better.
Okay. We'll combine it with the August meeting in order to approve the treasurer's report and finance reports for June and May.
And we'll have a sign ordinance on for first reading, and we'll have the report and recommendation from planning and zoning on the variance request.
Yeah, and that will not come.
Anything else in the hopper?
That'll be next month.
So we need to make a decision as to whether we want to postpone the meeting or eliminate next week's meeting. And
I think if we don't have legislation, we're fine to combine. We've done this in other summers too.
Yeah,
we've had slow legislation, slow time.
And, but you know, you could always call a meeting
if something were to appear on the horizon that we need to address.
Okay, so we won't officially cancel it till like Monday, but
you'll let us know.
Yes, let us know if we'll be Minutemen.
So it's possible.
Okay, so we will consider the possibility of not meeting next Wednesday. I need a motion to enter into executive session for the purpose of considering the acquisition or disposition of real estate.
So moved.
I'll second it.
Mr. Hirsch, Ms. Cluter.
Mr. Hirsch?
Yes.
Ms. Cluter?
Yes.
Mr. Barron?
Yes.
Mrs. Perry?
Yes.
Mr. Klein?
Yes.
Mr. Braverman?
Yes.
This will be no more than 5 minutes.
Oh, good.
Oh, good. I like that.
Will there be anything after?
Thank you all for coming.
No, we just have to reconvene officially. Evan, there's some other issues.
Why does our executive session?
I think they can probably get ready for you.
Is that right?
Technical difficulties, but not a scan.
Visual.
just works out.
She doesn't really know.
All right. She was volunteering.
So it's, they've offered eight. What are the
what are they? You're right, they were in the lab.
We're gonna hurt them or not? Agree, but if they've already been.
How you doing? Enjoy the meeting? Pretty simple.
It could, I mean, you're right.
Well, we don't have any.
Business.
At the moment, not right at the moment.